Hello, welcome to this episode of A Screenwriter's Secret Diary podcast. I'm calling this episode, Can You Steal Ideas Plus Copywriting and More? Well, first I want to start by addressing the elephant in the room. The answer to the question in the title is obviously no. You shouldn't be stealing people's ideas. You can get inspiration from them, but you have to make it yourself, make it yours. You have to have something to say. For example, I'm working with a client and she wants to make a TV show version of Don't Worry Darling, but it's nothing like Don't Worry Darling. The only thing that matches is that some people realize they're in a simulation. It's a completely different world with different characters. Think of Matrix and Don't Worry Darling, right? Would you say someone stole Matrix? No, you can't. Similarly, let's say the movie Alien and the show Stranger Things, did they steal from each other? I can also say Dune and Star Wars. Sure, they have some similarities, but they're completely different. It's the concept that kind of has similarities, but again, totally different worlds, characters, teams, and everything. In this episode, I have a lot to say, honestly. I want to talk about a bunch of things that happened to me about idea stealing, copywriting, the fear of presenting your idea to a producer because you're scared that they're going to steal it, and then another experience where a friend of mine accused me of stealing their idea. Yeah. But let's start by talking about my first encounter with the concept of copywriting and the possibility of people stealing your idea. When I was doing my master's in screenwriting, we were talking about pitching to executives, and then if they like it, they'll request your script. I don't know why, but I was never scared of the possibility of someone stealing my idea. I just never thought about it until everyone in the class suddenly brought it up and asked our seasoned Hollywood screenwriter professor. The question specifically was, how do we know they won't steal our script? And the professor said, if you're scared to present your idea, then you can't get anywhere with it because then you won't send it to people. And what's the point then? Don't you want to sell it? And secondly, he said that stealing is a lot more work than actually paying you and securing the rights to produce your material. And he also said that no one will steal your idea word for word. That's very stupid of them if they do that. And if they so want to steal, they'll probably steal the concept and change it so much that no one can trace it back to you. So they'll be smart about it if they really want to do that. But mostly, they won't put so much effort to stealing it. They'd rather get the rights from you and move on if they liked your story that much. So that answer stuck with me throughout. And at this point, I probably pitched to 500 executives. This can be producers, agents, or managers, sometimes development executives if I can secure a meeting. But I never feared the possibility of them stealing my idea. Also, copywriting your screenplay or registering it with the WGA, if you have a social security number in the US, it makes things easier and less fearful. On the other hand, though, I have a writer friend whose idea almost got stolen. It was so scary. I was there throughout the process. And what happened is the producer made her sign a contract. And guys, don't sign any contract in Hollywood or anywhere without reading the fine print. My friend didn't read it. He trusted this producer, but the contract was giving away the ownership of the script to the producer. He literally transferred the ownership of the script. It was just insane. He hired some lawyers to deal with it. But let me tell you how it works here. You don't transfer the ownership unless you're selling your script for a lot of money. Then yes, goodbye ownership, here you go, bye-bye, thank you for the money. But people usually prefer to sign an agreement that gives production company the right to produce the material. So it doesn't give them the right to the project. The right and ownership stays with you, but they can produce it. I sold an audio drama show and a web series, for example, in the independent cinema and new media world. And no, I actually said it wrong. I didn't sell it. They optioned the rights to production from me for an entire year. Then they produced it and made the project, and I got paid every step of the way. I even got residuals from their earnings because that's what the contract says. Now, that's how business works here. So the fact that my friend's contract had this transfer of ownership and without any payment, it was just mind-blowing. He was so scared. But finally, he found a lawyer who wanted to take this case. They basically threatened the producer to sue him since he tricked my friend into signing that stupid contract. And the producer finally gave up. He ran away and left the script behind. But it was so crazy because my friend had no idea until he saw him presenting the script to his other filmmaker friends. And on the script, his friends told him that the producer had his own name on the title page under the credit written by. That's just so crazy. That's like hiring a ghostwriter to write a script for you. And that costs money, my guy. You can't just steal someone's work like that. You can buy it, you can hire a ghostwriter, but this was just unacceptable. So there are stupid people like this who might try to steal your idea, but you know, you can understand what type of people they are from signs. Keep your eyes open for some common signs. This is not their first rodeo, right? So they usually don't have many close friends in the industry, for example, or they might talk shit about a previous person they worked with on another project. Keep your ears open because if they talk shit about people they have previously collaborated with, it doesn't mean they're bad people right away, but likely they will talk bad about you too. And likely they have done something bad too. It's never a one-way road. I hope that makes sense. Let's talk about a current film I'm writing for a client. So this client, and I don't name my clients, if you listen to this podcast, you know it. He wants me to write a movie for him. He has this idea of the concept, but I'm going to make up everything else. The characters, arcs, world, team, outline, and then writing the script. But the problem is, he already wrote a script with someone before, but that script is lost, and apparently he and his ex-wife wrote a script together, but then it was in their hard drive, that hard drive broke, and the script is lost, and then they got a divorce. So he came to me saying, I want a similar movie. I think it's so timely. Can you write it, please? Oh, but my ex-wife and I did write a script once that was very similar. So I asked him to contact his ex-wife immediately and ask for her permission, written permission, to do this project with someone else. If you don't have this written contract with her that allows you to continue this project without her, then cool, I'm in. And of course, the ex-wife said, nope, I want 50% of the cut. He said no, because the idea will change. He really wanted to do it very differently. It won't even be the same characters. It's just the idea that is kind of similar. How to say? For example, his idea is a meteorite hits the earth and something happens. He wants to keep that but change everything else. So he doesn't want to owe her 50% because it's going to be nothing like what they've written before. We won't even have access to that script because, again, the script was lost already in the process. So of course it's going to be completely different. Are all alien movies the same? Alien, Stranger Things, Star Wars, Independence Day, Dune, Avatar, War of the Worlds. Can we say these movies and shows stole from each other? Do they owe each other 50%? I personally can't say that. So you see where I'm going with this, right? So based on his ex-wife's reply, we decided to change even the title. So there's nothing that resembles anything they've written. And I'm taking a totally different route for the story. Totally different characters, totally different setup, even the concept is changing. Then there's another experience. I left this for last because it's really hard to talk about this. It made me feel so bad. So this is a close writer friend of mine and they live in a different country. We send each other our work sometimes and get notes because when you're a writer, it's really good to have a network of writers who you exchange notes and feedback with. But this one, guys, I've never sent them anything ever again for them to review after they did this to me. It was the worst experience ever. We're still friends, by the way. I don't want to be bad about it because I'm sure they also felt bad. After this experience, they were going through something and I feel like they were just taking it out on me. And I don't mean to excuse them, but I feel like they do feel sorry and I feel sorry too. But it's something important that I really want to share here. So you also look out for this. Okay, a little bit of backstory. My friend wrote a story about a meteorite falling and a group of neighbors in a neighborhood who don't like each other that much now have to collaborate to survive. That's not the real project, by the way, but I'm not going to share it here. But it's kind of like, it's not meteorite, right? But I'm just making it up. It's kind of something like sci-fi and neighbors in the neighborhood collaborating. That's the core of my friend's project. On the other side, there's my story that I wrote like 1 year after they wrote this movie. And this idea has always been in my mind, and 1 year later, I finally sat down and wrote it into a movie. Now, my story is about the end of the world, where there are rich on one side, poor on the other. Rich wants to wipe out the poor because the poor are planning an attack on the rich. My main character is a people pleaser. She joins this resistance on the poor side, and slowly, she becomes her own person and tells everybody to go F themselves. That's literally the character arc, so there's no community or neighborhood like my friend's story. There's absolutely no character like my friend's, and unlike my friend's meteorite story, mine doesn't have a meteorite or even an earthquake or anything that resembles that. My story is literally the end of the world. There are two factions fighting each other, and it's a post-nuclear war apocalyptic world. There are acid rains and stuff. So I made the mistake of sending them my movie script. I was really hoping to get some feedback, revise it, and make it the best it could be. And I really trusted them to help me the way I have helped with their story. And it didn't go well. 2 days later, or maybe a day later, they suddenly started sending these very long messages. These messages were blaming me and telling me how I stole their story from A to Z. This writer friend went on and on about every single detail that resembled something in their story. And guys, look, I'm such a stressed person. My first reaction was getting super scared that I stole their story. I totally blamed myself right away. I didn't even think twice. And I was like, oh no, did I do that? I'm really sorry. What the fuck? Let me check that and get back to you, right? I never meant to do that. So that was my first reaction immediately, because hey, we're human. I might have done that without really thinking. So if these details all match, then that's so messed up on my end, and I have to stop doing that. So I took 2 days to go over every single thing that they wrote about, every single small detail that might be similar to their story. And what I saw was insanely shocking. I was just so surprised that this friend could suddenly become extremely rude, and it was just heartbreaking to see someone act this way. I actually cried for days wondering why they did that to me. Anyway, so after taking 2 days and reviewing everything and literally reading their film all over again, reading my script all over again, I checked every single thing. The stuff my friend pointed out to me were so crazy. They were like, oh, your female lead ends up with the male lead. You stole it from me. And I swear to God, if there's any similarity that my friend told me, they were just so small. It could have been compared to any other movie. Yes, my female lead ends up with the male lead. Why wouldn't they? It's every movie ever. That doesn't mean I stole that from you. Or there's this dynamic within the neighborhood in their story that resembled the dynamics of the resistant group in my film. And I really did dive deep into that. It was again such a universal thing to find someone working for the enemy, for example, within the group. Like, yes, there's a guy in there working for the enemy, just as you have someone in your story who's the snitch. So what? Again, that's in many stories. How do you know I didn't take it from, I don't know, the movie Spy with Melissa McCarthy or Snowpiercer? So after realizing that they were finding these universal basic dynamics that most stories have, like the female and male lead ending up together, but they were accusing me of stealing their work. They literally said, you stole my work word by word, and I was just super shocked. I don't remember if I sent them a voice message or long text messages, because I didn't want to just deny and move on. I wanted to dive deep into where their behavior was coming from. Most importantly, what did I do to make them feel like I might be someone who could steal someone's work? So I addressed every single concern they had, female lead, male lead, the neighborhood, whatever. I also told them like there are so many big movies and show examples where leads end up together and where they have these types of dynamics. But you know what? Sure, I'll make my main character end up with a woman if that's going to make you feel better. And by the way, I really did that. Anyway, I'm getting emotional. This happened like 7 years ago, but I'm still not over it because it hurt me so deeply. I could never engage with that friend the same way. I could never talk to them the same way. I never sent them anything to review again, but they continued to send me their stuff. So that should mean they trusted me. So I guess we put that to rest. But in our conversation, after they accused me of stealing, I laid down every single thing they mentioned and how sorry I am that it seems like it's similar, but I didn't have your story in my mind at all. I literally read your story and moved on. But oh, then they also continued to blame me by seeing how I might have influenced by their story without knowing, and I might have not realized that I was stealing. So there was also that going on, but I basically continued to point out everything that's different than theirs, which was literally everything. I have no idea. Like, to this day, I don't know why they felt like I stole their idea, but they apologized. I apologized. We moved on. But my trust was kind of shattered, and I lost a writer friend who could have been my revision buddy. I have other writer friends now who we exchange stories with and give each other feedback. But I lost this one friend. I didn't lose them. We're still very good friends, by the way. But like, I lost them in a sense that I just couldn't find the courage again to send them anything else. I don't want to interpret their behavior too much, but this could be arising from one, distress in their personal life or professional life. They could be under so much stress and they didn't read the script properly. They just started going off, which is normal. Again, we're humans, we can make mistakes. It's not the end of the world. And two, it could be from a similar experience they experienced before and they have PTSD. So for example, they had people stealing their ideas. Now they think everyone might be stealing their ideas. That could have been the case here, or three, they're just very scared of someone stealing their idea. So at the beginning of this episode, I told you that while we were talking about pitching your script to producers, I never thought of the possibility of someone stealing my idea because, for starters, I wasn't scared of it. I didn't experience anything like that. And I never tried to steal anyone's idea. So automatically, I'm not even thinking about that possibility. But all the other writers in the class were very concerned, and the entire class became a discussion about if producers would steal your idea or not. I think maybe this type of mindset puts you in a place of fear, where you come from that place of fear when you're pitching someone your idea or sharing your script with others. And that fear can show itself in ways that you might blame people for stealing your idea, even though their story has nothing to do with yours. Or honestly, even if two stories are about meteorite strike, it doesn't mean someone stole from the other. Again, there's a lot of simulation stories, a lot of alien stories, a lot of romantic comedies where female and male end up together, or female, female, male, male, whatever. Do they all steal from each other? Maybe, but there's always something original, an original twist, as we say. I'm getting a bit sidetracked here, but I'm going to wrap it up by summarizing the two main themes of this episode, two main lessons we can take from these experiences. For starters, don't panic so much that you get lost in the fear of someone stealing your idea. If it'll happen, I'm sure you're well equipped to deal with it. And secondly, please check contracts. Don't sign anything until you read it completely. And also, don't share scripts with people you don't trust. Just don't do it. And also, keep track of who you've sent your script to. Literally, keep those email receipts or texts as a record so you have it in case something happens. That friend of mine whose script was almost stolen, he kept track of every email exchange so well that he was able to find a lawyer, convince them to sue this producer. And it worked out. So keep track of everything, but don't be so obsessed. Do not constantly act with that fear. Thank you for listening, and make sure to rate this podcast and stay tuned for the next one.